So one of the questions is, parents bring up their children, or they do what? They
raise.
Mm-hmm. And if your features were similar to your father's, you'd say that what
favored.
Yeah, you've heard that.
Yeah.
Favored. Okay. And let's see. These days, if a woman is going to have a baby, she goes to the
hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In the old days, they if they weren't going to go to the hospital, they would use a woman to help with the birth, and that woman was a
midwife.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of a granny woman?
No.
That's one of those Ozark
is it?
Medicine women.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, a man and a woman want to spend the rest of their lives together, so they get
married.
And where do they get married?
In church.
Mm-hmm. And the woman becomes the man's
wife.
Uh-huh, and he is her
husband.
Uh-huh. And the preacher preaches a
sermon.
Mm-hmm, we pray to.
By the way, you know, another term that we use a lot instead of sermon is homily.
Oh, uh-huh, I've heard that too. Is that particular to the Episcopal Church?
It may be. And, you know, I think it connotes a sort of a short sermon. Perhaps an exposition of the scriptural reading for that day. It has a more specific meaning, I think, than just a sermon.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so we pray to
God.
Uh-huh. And what are the first four books of the New Testament?
Of the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Mm-hmm. We go to college to get what?
Educated.
Mm-hmm. Or to get an
education.
Uh-huh. And we check books out from the
library.
Uh-huh. Did you have any children?
I have six.
Oh my goodness. What do you have? What, your
one girl and five boys.
Okay. And the girl is your
daughter.
Uh-huh. So you were trying for a girl and you finally got one, is that it?
No, she was the first.
Oh, okay.
And I was so discouraged I decided not to have any more.
That's great. One was enough.
One was enough. No, she's a wonderful girl.
Your sister's son would be your
nephew.
Uh-huh. Your mother's sister would be your
aunt.
How about your mother's brother?
Uncle.
Okay. In the old days, do you remember, did they have a different name for a teacher who was a woman versus a teacher who was a man?
Well, I have read that they called them schoolmarms. Is that what you're thinking of?
Well, my grandfather was telling me that in Oregon, teachers were men. And if it was a woman teacher, it was a woman teacher.
I've never heard
of that. Okay. Yeah, yeah. The guy who stands up for the groom at a wedding?
Best man.
Uh-huh. And one of the women up there with the bride is a
maid of honor.
Well, the
matron
other
of honor.
The other ones. The other women standing up there.
With the bride.
Mm-hmm. They're all wearing the same dress, you know. Nobody likes their dresses.
Bridesmaid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
What do you call the people who are related to you?
Relatives.
Okay, how about the people who aren't related to you?
I don't call them you mean like friends? Or,
mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, in some areas of the country, too, they have different words, like your kin is the people that are related to you, and then kith is everybody else.
I didn't ever know what kith meant. Is
well,
that
kith is almost like an extended family.
Yeah, yeah. Kith and kin, I've heard
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know what kith meant.
Yeah.
I thought it was more like kith and cousins.
That's cute.